Looking for a there we go. Welcome, boy. It's the ship is listing to this side, but that's all right. The late comers will get on the other side. Good thing we're not a boat. Here's some of my favorite verses. I'll be reading them again in the message today. This is comparing the experience Moses had with God and the experience we have because of Jesus. It's in Hebrews 12. For you have not come, now this is unlike Moses, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched and to a blazing fire and to darkness and gloom and whirlwind and to the blast of a trumpet and the sound of words which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word be spoken to them. For they could not bear the command, if even a beast touches the mountain, it will be stoned. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I am full of fear and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. Father, thank you that we have come to Mount Zion, to your very presence. And may we experience your presence as you receive our praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus, my heart. Offer this heart, oh God. God, may our hearts sing no other name than yours. In all of the songs that our hearts can sing about in this life, God, I pray that each and every one of us would come to a place of understanding and a place of trust where the only song that comes out of our heart is Jesus, Jesus, no matter what it is that we're going through. And God, I thank you for who you are, and that that is a song that we can sing that we know it will not let us down. Singing your name in our hearts, that is a song that will fill us, preserve us, and lead us. And I thank you for that. God, we come to you today with requests of prayer for healing, praises, bereavement. God, I pray especially today for Chase Thomas, a young man who is a friend of Jacob Hers. He is also a ball player, but at another college, and just experienced the other day a brain aneurysm. We don't have a lot of information. It sounds like he's still alive, but unresponsive. Just be with Chase, be with his family, be with those that love him, that they would know your peace in this time. And God, we pray also for Ron Hanna as he's continuing to recover from knee surgery. Be with Jaden Bachman, who injured her foot the other day. Just pray that you would heal her foot, that the pain would go away, if there is any. And we also pray again for Arela, who is going to be leaving for Chicago for another cancer treatment. Just pray that you'd be with her and her mother as they go do that. And God, we just lift up, there's many others on this list that we lift up to you for healing, for peace. And God, we also give you praise for the Denlingers as they have adopted their son Ernest, and I believe are home. I'm not sure if they're home or not, but just be with them in that journey of bringing Ernest home. And God, we pray for the Whistler family, Bob Whistler, who passed away on Saturday, September 17th. He's a father to Pat Bond and a father-in-law to Phil Miller. Just be with the Whistler family. Be with Phil as he walks alongside and is grieving himself. And God, we give you praise and thanks for the way that there are families here who are expecting. Let's pray for Jonathan, Natalie, Mary, and myself. Pray for Mike and Ashley. We also pray for Daniel and Alicia De Leon as they are expecting as well. And God, we give you thanks and praise for the way that our church is involved in missions, the way that we can take your name to places where it is not. Today we especially thank you for the way that we have supported and do support Sister Asayich and Tikaret in Ethiopia. I thank you that we have Sister Asayich with us today. And just pray that you'd be with her as she ministers there in Ethiopia, among the least of these of Ethiopia. And God, we do pray for our wider world. Pray for peace in places where there is conflict. Pray for places in the world where there is war being waged. We pray for the families, the mothers and fathers and children that are there, caught in the crossfire. Just pray that you'd be with them, and that as the worship of you goes out into this earth, that there would be peace brought to those places in ways that are beyond our understanding or beyond what we think can happen. And so, God, we lift all of that stuff, all of these things to you, and we know that you hold all of these things in your hand. You hold our tears, you hold our joy, you hold our sorrow. God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you that we can sing your name in our hearts and not be ashamed, not be let down. And so, God, we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay. By way of announcements today, I see the Millersville Parade. You can put that in your calendar, 9 o'clock, October 22nd, which also happens to be Elizabeth's birthday. She's growing too old too quickly. It's going to be her 10th. And also, we will be having a hospitality table for those who pass by, as we always do. So we'll need lots of baked goods, donuts, muffins, breads, hot chocolate, apple cider. So if you could think about what you could bring and go ahead and do that. Yeah, I think if you have any questions, you could probably talk to Madge or Nancy about that. Worship assistants. If anybody is interested in being a worship assistant, please talk to Pastor Steve. We have need of more worship assistants. Let's see. I think that is everything today. If I'm missing anything, please let me know. Phil. Sounds great. I still remember from last year the bonfire we had down there, the tractor ride and the good food. And who knows, maybe we'll see a bear too. All right. So with that, you can greet one another in Jesus' name.